Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive today from 4 p.m. and of course, for the rest of your lives. You can probably hear a lot of noise around me. That's because yesterday on Drive, we were at the Outernet, which is where I currently am now, and there's lots of members of the general public alongside. So bear with us while we go through today's podcast. And we begin today's show with Liverpool, who are now 8 points adrift of Newcastle in fourth place in the Premier League after that defeat to Leeds. Former Reds captain Graham Souness told TalkSport that their form has gone past a blip.
On to Somerville, Somerville, angle tight! He's poked it in! Somerville has surely won it for Leeds United! He's taken off his shirt in celebration!
I think there's still big games in these players. I think if you're asking them to do it every single week now, I think that may be beyond them. He's an experienced manager who won't panic. These players don't become bad players overnight, but I would say the energy levels are down. I'd love to sit here and say it's a blip, but I think the blip's gone on too long. I think the harsh words would have been said already, long before today. You know, I think they would have been said early on. You know, they've played, it's a stat, and I'm not big on stats, but there's a stat where they've played 12 games, and eight of those games have ran less than the team they were playing against. And the stat from the Leeds game was they ran 11 kilometres less. It tells you they're not putting a hard shift in.
Now, Jurgen Klopp has been speaking ahead of their final group stage game against Napoli tonight. Clippity Klopp said that there isn't going to be a quick fix at Liverpool, but he's committed to turning things around.
Avoiding the mistakes, obviously, and keeping the good stuff in, and then you get there step by step. This is, now we can say it, obviously, it was never a quick fix, and now it looks like it's not a quick fix, now it's proven. But we will not stop fighting. So it's not a question about, I didn't read anything, but it probably will be, everything will be judged about me now as well, which is absolutely fine. But when people look at me, then they will say, he looks tired or whatever, that's normal as well. I'm not. I cannot give that excuse. So much for me and stuff. It's not. So my job is not only being here in the moment when the sun is shining and maybe somebody gives us a trophy. My job is as well here to be there when we have to go to a really rough period. So, and I will do that.
On now to Spurs, who play Marseille in a crunch clash in the Champions League tonight, live on TalkSport. Here's former Tottenham midfielder Jamie O'Hara, claiming there is a media agenda against his old club. Incidentally, by the way, Jamie O'Hara works in the media.
Bournemouth 2, Tottenham 3. I said don't rule out a Spurs winner, and that Spurs winner surely has come. 2 minutes into five added on.
We've started the game with 8 defensive players. That I don't agree with. Conte has got to change that. And I don't think he's confident in the bench in terms of starting them, like Lucas Moura and Brian Gill. I don't think he wants to start these players. He don't think they're good enough. So he goes with that defensive look. And we only had Harry Kane and Son, who are really attacking players. In the first half, we were an absolute disgrace. We are a joke. And then we come out, he changes it second half. We play on the front foot. We've got nothing to lose. The shackles are off. And then we look brilliant. It's almost like we need to go 1-0 down to give us that kick up the backside that we need to go and actually play like Tottenham should play. But everyone's quick to dig us out. Well, oh, Tottenham it is, Tottenham and that. That's an unbelievable result. 2-0 down, you win 3-2.
Now, Graham Potter insisted he has nothing to apologise for in response to Brighton fans booing him during the Chelsea boss's return to the Amex Stadium. We'll hear from Jamie O'Hara on this, but first, it's the former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, saying Potter should have expected nothing less.
I have nothing to say sorry for. I have nothing to apologise for. I did a good job. Took over when they were fourth from bottom in the Premier League. Third, probably worst team. I hope, for their sake, that the next managers do as good a job, and that's brilliant for them.
If you're a Brighton fan, you don't really want to consider your club as a stepping stone. But you take the emotion out of it. If you take the emotion out of football and you take some of the tribalism out of it, what you got left? You've got not a lot left, have you? You know, that's why football is so emotively invested in. That's why the guys get so much money. That's why the broadcasters want it, because of this nature that you have. Now, if you look at it and take it out and say, what did he do? He did a great job for Brighton. He's absolutely right. Did a great job. That doesn't mean he can go back and take all their players and backroom staff. But notwithstanding that, you come back to a place where you've managed previously, you're going to get a little bit of that. As long as it doesn't spill into something that's more than that, I don't really see anything more than he probably would have expected. What does he expect? The red carpet? You left because it suited you. You didn't stay because you were staying with Brighton because they gave you an opportunity and what you did was your job.
Yeah.
You did your job. You were brought in to do a decent job. You did a decent job. You weren't brought in to do a crap job.
He left them in fourth place in the Premier League and, you know, with a brilliant squad. The club, they've made loads of money on players that he's brought in. You know, they're a selling club and he's always made money and profits for them. And they play brilliant football.
Boo!
You're booing the man when he's come back to the club where you've done an unbelievable job. What, because he's gone and signed for Chelsea? I mean, one of the most successful clubs in the world are in the Champions League. You know, his first game was against AC Milan. You know, like, come on. It just winds me up because it's like, no, because that would hurt him, Graham Potter. And he's done a brilliant job and he's a good man and he's done nothing but good for that football club. And when he goes back there, give him the respect that he deserves by giving him a standing ovation and saying thank you. Pump him 4-1. Well done, Brighton, because you're a good team. The team that he built.
Now, Marcus Rashford's 100th Manchester United goal was enough to beat West Ham United at Old Trafford. Graham Souness, or Souness, no one really knows, feels the pressure has got to old Rashford recently, but Qatar is now in his sights.
A beautiful goal from Marcus Rashford, who has powered in a header at the far post after a superb cross from the right-hand side from Christian Eriksen. In the 38th minute, it's been coming. Rashford has had a couple of chances. Gareth Southgate's here watching. That will do him wonders, won't it?
You know, when you play for Man United, and when I was a player, we always felt that Man United were, you know, the biggest team in terms of if they did anything, they got so much more publicity. And it's, you know, there was a new George Best coming along every season at Man United when I played. In Germany, they call Bayern Munich FC Hollywood. Man United or FC Hollywood of our game. So if you do anything at Man United, it's magnified, but on the other side of the comment, it's not going well, you get lots of stick. Marcus Rashford, I think, has suffered from that. Bursting onto the scene as a young age, everyone talking him up, and then he's had a couple of indifferent years, hopefully for him, because you want someone like him to do well. You know, he works his socks off, and everything else he does outside the game would suggest he's a really good human being. So you want someone like him to do well. And I think, you know, it's going to be very hard for Gareth not to, if he stays fit, and continues like this, not to take him to Qatar.
It doesn't surprise me he's livening himself up, because if he didn't liven himself up in the beginning of the season, he wasn't getting on that plane. Has he done enough to exclude other people from the conversation in favour of him? If you judge Gareth Southgate by his track record, he'll pick people on what they've done previously if they give him an excuse to do so. Should he exclude Ivan Toney? Should he exclude Callum Wilson? Should he exclude Tammy Abraham from the conversation because he wants to include Marcus Rashford? I'm not sure. But if you're picking players on current form, he's in the conversation. If you're picking players on their form over the last year, he's out of the conversation.
Yeah. I would start him for...
Start Rashford?
Yeah.
Before Sterling?
No, I'd play Sterling as well. I wouldn't play Foden
you
or Grealish.
You wouldn't play Saka?
No. When I really enjoyed us was when Rashford, Kane and Sterling played as a front three and Rashford was brilliant and he was in great form and then he completely went off the ball. We got an injury, didn't he? Done his back and then he hasn't really come back and been the same player, but now he's coming back and he's that player again. And I think he's a massive problem for us because the issue I have when England play is everything's in front. You know, Kane drops deep, Grealish comes to feet, Foden comes to feet. And that's why we get, you know, amazed at like Saka and Sterling. Oh, Saka's direct and he gets the ball and he goes past people. That's what Rashford was doing. And I think pace scares teams.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to kick off with Danny Kelly, Danny Murphy and the son, Sean Custis.
But it's an 8th clean sheet of the season for Erik ten Hag. Dallow and Martinez were superb.
Manchester United, another good victory for them. And I guess idea that the early signs of recovery, Sean, were kind of, well, we'll wait and see. But this is a pattern now, isn't it? They're just a much better team than they were. How's he done this?
Yeah, I like the way that he didn't panic, actually, because there was a lot of question marks at the start, thinking, this fella's not up for it. He up to it. He came from an OK league, but there was only a couple of good teams in it. And
yeah, he's not British at all.
He can't handle the big stars and stuff like that. I think he got a little fortunate with the Ronaldo incident, that he was on the, by that time, he was on the front foot. So he was in the ascendancy, so he could put Ronaldo in his place. I know he did it in pre-season, but I think if Ronaldo had done that maybe 5-6 games in, it might have been a little more difficult for him, but he held all the cards this time and he was able to show a calm authority. And only didn't sort of banish him to the mushroom squad for the rest of time. One game, made his point. I will be very surprised if Ronaldo does that again with him. I thought he dealt with it brilliantly, very effectively. He's coming across as a fair, disciplined, somebody who allows the players to express themselves, but also when he says how it's to be done, it will be done like that. And he's also getting the best out of players like Rashford as well, which we thought maybe Rashford had gone as far as he could, that actually he wasn't that brilliant a player. He'd been a two or a three season wonder, and he's got him going again. I mean, it's very, very difficult to find any fault with Ten Hag right now.
I think I agree. I mean, I've been a little bit sceptical early on. Didn't show too much charisma and energy in the early weeks in terms of his interviews and stuff. He didn't come over to me like a Pep or a Klopp or that type. Mm. But he has a steely determination. I think probably the most impressive thing for me is the output of the players. They're playing for him. You can tell they're playing for him. I mean, the improvement on players like Dallow. I mean, he was sensational. His back post defending. In fact, Rashford's a great example of an improved confidence, because we know he had the ability. But there's so many
different men.
So many impressive performances. I think the way they defended against West Ham second half showed he'll be more pleased with that than any of the attacking stuff and chances they made. Because what you see when you're a man, when you're a coach, I would imagine one of the most pleasing things is seeing your players put their body on the line for each other and for you.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. After us at 7, it's Marseille against Spurs in the Champions League. That one's on TalkSport. While over on TalkSport 2, it's Bayern Munich against Inter Milan. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.